Well, Steve, I'd imagine you're pretty frustrated again.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did well in the first half. Yeah. Missed the final pass. Second half, we didn't do enough. Didn't enough to answer the questions in a forward area. And unfortunately, we fizzled out rather than come on strong in the second half, which was what we needed. Mm. So, frustrating and disappointing, yes. First half, I was pleased. I was pleased with the way we had control of the game. Second half, we were way short.
Mm. I mean, first half, all that was missing was a goal, really.
It was a goal, yeah. I mean, we've had a wonderful chance with Albert. Really, really good chance where he's been sticking away all year. He's probably had the best couple of chances. You know, he's tried to square one when he's through on goal two. And we needed a goal. You always need a goal when you're playing at your best. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. But the longer it went, the more frustrated we got with it, and it became uncomfortable in the second half where we didn't control the ball well enough. We give it away too often, and that spark, which obviously you want up the top end of the pitch, certainly wasn't there.
It seemed like Hull maybe certainly asked you a lot more questions in the second 45. Yeah. Was that down to what you weren't doing, or were they stepping up?
Well, I think so. Well, look, you can say whether Hull stepped up their game and they did things a little bit slightly different. I'm always concerned about ourselves, and certainly in the second half in particular, we were nowhere near the first half. First half, for myself, we had real control of the ball, control of the game. Second half, we didn't, and whether it's them or us, that's always to be debated.
Whatever's to be for the rest of the season, good to see John Codger back out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's blatantly obvious that he needs minutes. Yeah. And, of course, we're running out. So, you know, he's trained and he's had a 45. And you could see he's still got a long way to go to be Codger again. Mm. But, obviously, being out for as long as he has, it's good to see him back on the pitch.
You spoke yesterday. It was a big ask to get to the top two. Everybody else has won and you haven't. Yeah. So is it over or not?
Well, you can never say over. But as I've said repeatedly, Mark, throughout the year, it's our accumulation of points, never mind everybody else. And in the last three games in particular, we've picked up 1 point. Mm. At this particular point in the season, if you're trying to go for a promotion, ain't good enough. Mm. And that's the top and bottom of it, you know. So, listen, we have to accept what's before us. We go again Tuesday, you know, and then we go again Saturday and Tuesday and Friday. Mm. It's still, you know, lot to play for.
Yeah, and just a word on the Reading game. Obviously, you don't want to go on a four-game run without a win, so it piles more and more pressure on, doesn't it?
Well, look, we're Aston Villa. There's always going to be pressure, Mark. That's what you've got to handle. Second half in particular today, you know, I didn't think we handled that. Mm. I thought we became anxious. We became disjointed. You know, we didn't pass the ball fluidly enough. We didn't offer a threat. And when you think towards the end, I've got Hogan, Adoma, Snodgrass, and we haven't offered a threat in the second half. And that's frustrating more than anything else.